In a move that will narrow the GOP razor-thin House majority, Colorado Republican Ken Buck says he'll resign next week. Buck is a staunch conservative who had already declined to run for re-election and has been increasingly critical of his party's handling of former President Donald Trump. During an appearance on CNN, Buck said this was the worst of his 9 years in Congress. Still, he told reporters at the Capitol he'll remain politically active.
I want to get involved in this election cycle and make sure we choose the best candidates we can.
Buck's departure will trigger a special election to serve the remainder of his term. Norman Hall, Washington.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.